You know what I find interesting? Landmines. Here are a few great statistics. Listen to this. There are 340 different types of landmines made by 100 different companies. Every day, that's every day, roughly 6,000 fresh mines are placed in the ground. Right now, there are 110 million landmines in 72 countries, and every 22 minutes, one of them explodes. 75 mines explode every day, and each month 700 people are maimed or killed. That's 26,000 people a year. Don't you find that interesting? And mines cost only $3 to make and to put in the ground, but they cost $100 to disarm and remove. If you tried to remove them all, it would cost $33 billion, and it would take 1,100 years. They cost $3 a piece, and they last indefinitely. Wouldn't it be nice if other products could make that claim? Here's another funny statistic. In Cambodia, one out of every 236 civilians is missing a limb or an eye from an exploded landmine. Cambodia now has 30,000 people with at least one missing limb. And they still have 4 million mines in the ground. It makes you wonder whether or not some unlucky one-legged Cambodian guy has ever stepped on a landmine with his good leg. I bet it's happened. I'll bet anything there's some guy in Cambodia who has hit the lottery twice. I tried to think of what would be the most entertaining way of setting off a landmine, and I decided it would be to land on one while doing a cartwheel. Wouldn't that be weird to see? Makes you wonder if the high school cheerleading squads in Cambodia keep mine detectors handy. These are the kind of thoughts I have when I'm sitting home alone and things are slow. Be a doctor in just 3 weeks. Yes, thanks to our accelerated learning program, you can be a doctor in just 3 weeks, and you only have to study 20 minutes a day, or become a dentist in just one afternoon. Don't like your present job? Don't fit into the current job market? Be a doctor or a dentist. It's easy. Call now and we'll include a nursing course for your wife. In fact, we can make your wife a nurse over the phone. Call Accelerated Medical School now. Don't be an asshole. Be a doctor.
I don't know. Or at least I don't know if I know. And I don't even know if I care to know if I know.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, I mean, I don't know what I mean. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't know what you mean? I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
You don't know? You mean that?
I don't know.
Here we have a news story that took place over time. Chicago, May 1st. Police announced today they have found evidence of a murder dismemberment. In a north side dumpster, they have found a right arm, a left leg, and the eyebrows of an adult white male. Police say the eyebrows are bushy and had recently been plucked. According to spokesmen, the search for additional body parts will continue. May 6th. Here is further news on that north side dismemberment. Police have now found a set of blonde sideburns, a lower lip, two matching buttocks, a middle finger, a knee, and 2.5 grams of armpit hair. As yet, they have no identification, but sources say they're glad that at least it's still only one person they appear to be finding. May 12th. More on the dismemberment story. The police theory that they were dealing with only one body was shattered today when they discovered 44 male nipples in a vending machine. 26 of the nipples have hair, 18 do not. One of them has a nipple ring inscribed Lonnie and Marie. They also have come across a belly button, a calf, and several hundred warts, all found in a Hooters parking lot. Lint from the belly button leads police to believe the Naval's owner was wearing a plaid shirt. The investigation continues. May 23rd. Here is the latest from the north side. Police are now puzzled as to just how many bodies are involved. Today they found an Adam's apple, a hunchback, 6 heels, a pair of unmatching nostrils, a large bag of freckles, 2 dozen additional belly buttons, a blonde goatee, half a neck, and a suitcase full of knuckles. They say all the knuckles have recently been cracked. Cannibalism may be involved, as police have found a rib cage that shows traces of barbecue sauce.